cash fed cattle trade got underway Wednesday at lower money. U.S. beef exports remain resilient and on a record annual pace. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 8th of December. Bearish sentiment from the sharp volatility in choice box beef cutout values helped pressure negotiated cash fed cattle prices lower on Wednesday. Live prices in Nebraska were a dollar lower on a live basis at $156 a hundredweight and $1 to $2 lower in the beef at $247 on slow trade and light to moderate demand. Elsewhere, trade was limited on light demand with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $155 in the Southern Plains, $157 in Colorado, and $157 to $158 in the Western Corn Belt, where dress prices were $249. Choice box beef cutout value was $6.31 higher through Wednesday afternoon at $248.96 hundredweight. It was $6.62 lower on Monday. Select was 63 cents higher on Wednesday at $219.66. Live cattle futures found some footing Wednesday, while a bounce in corn futures weighed on feeder cattle. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 56 cents lower, from 25 cents to 90 cents lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 35 cents higher, except for unchanged to 12 cents lower in four contracts. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents higher, and soybean futures closed mostly 11 to 15 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold generally higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in Orena, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded mostly steady on limited comparisons. A day earlier, steer calves sold $8 to $12 higher and as much as $15 higher. Heifer calves sold $6 to $10 higher. There are 10,427 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, yearling steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher, while yearling heifers weighing 900 to 950 sold mostly steady. Compared to Saturday's sale, steer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $8 to $12 lower, and then $2 lower at 601 to 650 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold steady at $3 lower, and then $3 to $4 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. There are 4,864 head on offer. Flyweight steers sold sharply higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, and then $3 to $6 higher up to 700 pounds. Steers weighing 700 pounds sold $2 higher, but $2 to $5 lower at weights heavier than 750 pounds. Feeder heifers and calves sold unevenly steady. There were 4,739 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed Wednesday as investors retrenched and assessed the likelihood of recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed a point higher, the S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 56 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.91 to $2.24 lower through the front six contracts. U.S. beef exports remain resilient and on a record annual pace, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. October beef exports totaled 125,466 metric tons, which was 8% more than a year ago. However, export value was down 3% at $929.8 million. In the first 10 months of this year, beef export value increased 18% from last year's record pace to reach $10.05 billion, topping $10 billion in a single year for only the second time. January through October export volume was 1.25 million metric tons, up 4% from a year ago. October beef export value equated to $424.82 ahead of Fed slaughter, down 3% from a year ago, but the January through October average was still up 17% at $459.50. According to Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF president and CEO, October results were remarkable considering the headwinds facing U.S. beef, especially in large Asian markets. He explains key currencies, such as the Japanese yen and Korean won, had sunk to their lowest levels in decades versus the U.S. dollar, which obviously affected importers' buying power. As well, he says COVID lockdowns in China were also a concerning factor, especially for buyers in the food service sector. Despite it all, though, he says U.S. beef still performed very well in Asia and achieved solid growth in North America and the Middle East. Also of note, October's U.S. pork exports were the most in 16 months. Pork exports reached 238,198 metric tons in October, up 5% from a year earlier, and the largest since June of 2021. Pork export value increased 13% to $697.3 million, the highest since May of 2021. Hallstrom notes that the October pork results were bolstered by outstanding growth in variety meat exports, which set new value records at $126.2 million. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 8th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.